Hello everybody, welcome to this short study on supernatural gifts. It's a very difficult subject for some, because we're encouraged in some quarters of the Christian community to seek and practice the wonderful gifts that were evident during the Acts period. Of course, those who encourage us to seek those supernatural gifts are somewhat silent on the other evidential things that were happening at that time, like the fact that believers within the communities were also being struck dead by God for their sins. You can read about that in Acts chapter 5, 1 Corinthians 11, and an examination of James chapter 5 would also be helpful. We turn to 1 Corinthians 12 and notice in verse 1, Paul is addressing the supernatural gifts of that time. The Corinthians, as you know, were a fleshly carnal lot, arguing amongst themselves about what was the better baptism. You can see that in chapter 1. And here it seems they were squabbling about who had the best gift. He tells them in chapter 3 of 1 Corinthians that they were in fact babes and fleshly, carnal, and he couldn't teach them the deep things of the word. So much for those who suggest we ought to keep going on for spiritual maturity so that ultimately we'll receive the gifts. Doesn't fit with the Corinthians' experience, now does it? Now in verse 4, there are differences of gift, but the same Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12:4. And verse 7, but to each one is given the showing forth of the Spirit to our profit. Back in the Acts period, the supernatural gifts were given to every believer, not just some. So if 30% of the Christian community claims they have one of the gifts of 1 Corinthians 12, and the rest of the Christian community does not, then it's not up to us to start making excuses like, well, you have got some unconfessed sin in your life, and therefore God's not going to bless you. That is not the case in the Acts period. So if we have some with a gift, but the majority without, then we do not have the gift of the Acts period, for 1 Corinthians 12 makes it very clear that God gave them to everybody, or the Holy Spirit blessed everybody with a gift. One of the big problems in 1 Corinthians 12 is the fact that Paul starts talking about a body as a figure, an analogy, if you will, as to how all the gifts work together. He says in verse 12, for as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ, or the anointing. For also by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, whether bond or free. Even all were made to drink into one Spirit. I suggest to you that the body here is not the church which is his body of Ephesians. It is important to note in verse 13, all were made to drink into one Spirit. And this figure of drinking had previously occurred in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, where Paul says that all Israel's fathers were under the cloud and passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. So in the Acts period, all the believers were identified into Christ and received these supernatural gifts. He says in verse 4, and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank of the spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. In 1 Corinthians 12, Christ is not the head of the church which is his body, but the true rock that was typified in Israel's typical salvation. Do you know in Exodus 28 and 31 that God gave supernatural gifts to Israel? Well, if he gave them to Israel, in the beginning of Israel's history, then who did he give them to in the Acts period? the believing Jews and those believing Gentiles who had been grafted in to the olive tree. The church, which is his body, is not Gentiles grafted into the olive tree. So the first thing to note, friends, in 1 Corinthians 12 and the supernatural gifts is that they relate to the time covered by the book of Acts, and that the supernatural gifts were a result of the fulfillment of Pentecost. As Acts chapter 2 verse 1 says, "And in the fulfilling of the day of Pentecost, supernatural gifts were given when one of the feasts given to Israel was fulfilled." Supernatural gifts in the beginning belonged to Israel. Supernatural gifts in the Acts period came at the fulfillment of a feast that was given to Israel. And 1 Corinthians 12 is about Christ the rock that was struck in the wilderness and from which water flowed. That's the setting of the supernatural gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 12.